Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
South Africa has had a number of political scandals, but the one that has generated many, many questions has been around Palapala. At the center of it is not only President Cyril Ramaphosa, but a much bigger question, and that is how accountable is political power in South Africa really? So the Constitutional Court is expected to rule on whether Parliament acted constitutionally when it blocked and an impeachment inquiry following the Section 89 panel report, which found that there may have been a case for Ramaphosa to answer. Supporters of the president argue, of course, that due process was followed. Critics say that the system bent over backwards to protect him. What does this case now represent for South Africa's democracy? Joining us now is Kenneth Mokgatle. He's a political writer and an analyst. A very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. Has Palapala matter become bigger than Cyril Ramaphosa himself, or is this really still all about him?
Good morning to you, Howard, and to the listeners of Morning Mayhem. You know, there's not going to be any success or a successful attempt to try and conceal this, as they've been trying to come up with some political cover-ups in the name of inquiries in parliament and dismissing the public protector, Advocate Busiwe Mkhwebane, or coming up with strategies to clear him through the back doors in the South African Reserve Bank. They've been trying all the tricks in the books, but I don't think that he's going to survive this, because now the last arbiter, the last resort would be the Constitutional Court. So this is the huge test for them today to clear or to restore confidence back to those institutions that I have mentioned. Is the Parliament, is the Public Protector, and is the South African Reserve Bank, which have been shielding Cyril Ramaphosa for all these years. So I think today the Parliament, the Constitutional Court, have got a duty to show that it is indeed independent, and it is very clear. The retired judge Sandile Ngcobo and his colleagues knew what they were doing when they engaged in an inquiry which was sanctioned by the same parliament, which then later abused its majority then before the elections of 2024 by rejecting the outcomes of the by rejecting the report by Sandile Ngcobo, because they did not like what was contained in the report. So that report should be used, should be taken back to the parliament, and it should be adopted, because it was sanctioned by the same parliament, and the impeachment process or other political processes should follow.
Is this a test, in a way, of the Constitutional Court itself?
Yeah, this is a huge test for them, because as I said, this is the last institution then, which we know when we look into our history, especially during Zuma's case of Nkandla. We know what happened. He did not take the recommendations of the public protector serious, insinuating that the recommendations were not binding. And then EFF and other parties approached the Constitutional Court, and it was made clear that the recommendations by the public protector are very binding. That is why even today we know that they are binding. But we saw in Zuma's successor, Ramaphosa, his power was very scaring in a way that he could even interfere in what was happening or what was going on in other Chapter 9 institution, behaving more like a dictator, because he's the one who weakened these institutions, especially the public protector. It is not as strong as it used to be during the administration of Jacob Zuma. So this is the test for the Constitutional Court to reclaim its independence, and you know, there are these talks by people in the street that they don't have confidence in most of these institutions, but this is the time today at 10 o'clock for the Constitutional Court to put its foot down and claim its independence to show that it is indeed independent. Because it can't be that the inquiry was appointed by the parliament and the report is there and the same people who sanctioned the inquiry are now rejecting the report. So it shows that they don't have regard and respect for accountability, because what they were supposed to do was to simply hold the president accountable, and this has not happened because there are a couple of legislations which he have trampled with or violated, but nobody wants to do anything. Even the SAPS, there's been a case that has been opened by Arthur Fraser. We don't know where it is, and it's been years. So it shows that all these institutions we can say that they are captured, and we are left with Constitutional Court, which we know in most cases, as it has shown in the history, it is able to at least get into the way and make powerful people account.
So is the court deciding Ramaphosa's guilt or parliamentary conduct?
The Constitutional Court is not going to dwell into whether Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa is guilty or innocent. So what is it going to do? It is to check or to decide if the behavior or the conduct of the parliament was lawful or not. And I think they will take the matter back to the parliament for the parliament to do its work, because they cannot, we have got the tries politica. We have got the three branches of government, that is the executive, the parliament, and the judiciary. So they can be seen to be taking the responsibility of the parliament, as the parliament always shift this responsibility to the Constitutional Court. So the Constitutional Court will take matters back to the parliament for the parliament to deal with their responsibility. So they will do that in sort of an order. Because we know that the conduct of the parliament was abused by the majority of the ANC then. They did not act in a way that they were supposed to act, that is to hold the president accountable. They did not do so. The only person who had voted otherwise, we know that it was Nkosi Zanadlamini Zuma then, which brought a lot of controversy, and it nearly brought her into trouble with her party. And many other members of parliament protected their jobs then, which is not really the responsibilities of members of parliament. Members of parliament are there to make sure that they are holding the executive accountable. So I think we'll hear that in detail today to remind the members of parliament of their sacrosanct duties.
How politically vulnerable is Ramaphosa around this?
You know, Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa is very vulnerable, and he's been treating very, very carefully for the past 8 or 7 years when he has been the president of the ANC. And he knows this because he has been in politics for many, many years. So what he has been doing is that he has been protecting some people whom he knows that they are very, very powerful within the ANC. I'm talking about the likes of Gwede Mantashe, whom he has put very near him to protect him against his nemesis within the ANC. And they made sure that they get rid of the people who were seen to be very troublesome or dangerous towards him, the likes of Ace Magashule and those around Ace Magashule. And he understands that is why he's not even acting today in the case of the Minister of Social Development, because he understands political power. He understands that this is the woman who is leading the ANC Women's League. And he has got to act very carefully when he's dealing with this issue. But if it was Jacob Zuma, then we know that he would have acted, because he would have understood that he has got influence within the ANC. So Mr. Ramaphosa is very vulnerable, and he acts very, 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 very carefully when he's deciding, or before he's even deciding in the matters involving members or leaders of the ANC. So he has been very vulnerable for many of these years.
Before I let you go, how do you think the court is going to rule?
I think that the court is going to restore the confidence back. I think that they are going to find that the parliament was acted in a very unlawful manner, and they will take back this issue back to the parliament. So I think today we are going to change our mind, because many people were saying that Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa will be the first president to finish his two terms as the president of the country. But I'm starting to doubt. I don't think that he's going to finish his two terms. I think many things are going to happen before even the elective conference of the ANC that is going to take place next year.
That's where we leave it, Kenneth Mokgatle. Thank you, as always.